Blog Talk Radio.
Thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to... Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, Do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you. And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And I want to thank everybody for being with us. We have a great show tonight. I mean, a really good show.
We do have an awesome show.
We have tonight as one of our we like all the people we interview, but we really like this woman. She was really cool.
She was cool, she was fun, and she was very talented.
Very talented. Her name is Molly Morningstar. She's an evidential psychic medium who we were fortunate enough to be able to catch her lecture and her open forum reading on Saturday night right here in Orlando.
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando. See, I roll my R's now that I'm living in Orlando. I'm trying. I'm working on it. Anyway, she's really down to earth. She's good at what she does, and probably even better, she has a wonderful sense of humor, as you're all going to see for yourselves. Tonight we also have probably one of the most awesomeness, and that's not in Wikipedia, but I'm going to put it in there now because I just...
Awesomeness? It probably is in there.
You think it is in there?
I think.
You think it is?
Why not?
Okay, I just want to say that tonight we had a discussion while, you know, we always have dinner before the show. And I was saying that I find that the video I put up of my therapy room at the Chakra Therapy Center mm-hmm. very cathartic. And Jessica said, that's not a word. And I said, it is a word.
No, it is a word. I didn't think it was a fitting word for what you were trying to say.
It is very cathartic. And it turns out, wait, say it.
I still will not bow to that one.
It's cathartic.
Cathartic
is a derivative of catharsis. And,
right.
And it's Greek. And
what does it mean?
Okay, that was an hour ago, you think I remember? actually, it means something like an enlightenment, something positive, or it could also be something negative.
Right.
It could mean the pinnacle. It could mean. It could also mean the climax. So, we're not going there.
We won't go there
in that room. Okay. we also have tonight, as I said, Mr. Awesomeness. I can call him that now. We had a really cool opportunity I did to meet with Ed Sheeran because of the wonderful promotions done at 106.7 FM.
Now tell everybody who Ed Sheeran is, because I, being apparently the old person that I am, did not know who he was.
OMG, you don't know who Ed Sheeran is?
Well, now I do.
Well, you do. Yes, you do.
And I did, but I didn't know who he was.
Okay. Ed Sheeran is a wonderful singer. He plays the guitar.
Right.
He did an acoustic performance. This is what we were able to attend. It was just 50 people, and it was put on by the radio station.
Cool.
And my daughter actually won the contest, so we
got
invited out.
She was so excited.
And she was so excited, so we went out there, and it was really wonderful. And I've got to tell you, the people from Clear Channel, they're one of the family members of the Clear Channel, the company, because it's
mm-hmm.
like a big corporation. They have a bunch of different radio stations. But this was 106.7 FM, and they were awesome. I mean, not only did they notify us that we won, of course, my daughter notified me because she has my abilities an hour before. She texted me from school and said, Mom, did you get the notice that we won? And I'm like, no, I'm in the middle of a reading.
Oh, wow,
like,
that's
no,
crazy.
No, we're doing a reading. And then an hour later, I got the text saying that she
won.
Wow. So she said I knew it. I was just waiting for it to
That's
come
exciting.
In.
That's exciting.
So cool.
And
but
he
anyway.
Sings what?
He sings the A-Team. He sings the one that everyone would be most familiar with is the A-Team. And it would be illegal for me to play that song. However, I was able to get a copy of the song that was a little bit tweaked up so that you can hear it and everyone will know who it
good,
is.
Oh, good, good.
If you hear it, you'll know exactly what
well,
it is.
Well, and I did hear his songs, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that's what his name was.
Well, I'm going to give you all the skinny on Ed Sheeran, some never-told-before exclusive information. One of those things, he smells really good.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, I'm not
and
like
that's
this old
probably
her.
Not public knowledge.
It's, well, no one gets close enough to him, right? but because we were able, you know, it was just 50 people, and we were able to go up, and he gave us each a hug and
aww.
Took a picture. It was just very, very cool. And my daughter just couldn't, you know, and actually, I'll actually say this. Not only could she not come down to Earth, but this is how cool this station was. When we got done, I said to my daughter, let's go thank the promotions manager, because to me that's always the polite thing.
Sure.
It was so nice of them to put it on. And I will say this, and I hope this man is listening. There was a jerk, yes, I'm saying jerk, sitting next to me who had won. And he literally, when my daughter and I happened to be first in line when
mm-hmm.
we went in, he went and sat on her lap because
what?
He wanted the seat because it was the first seat.
That's
that was,
unbelievable.
He went and sat on her lap, and I said, come here, hon, it's okay, don't worry, you know.
I mean, talk about being aggressive.
And he I was like, he was with his girlfriend, he sat on her lap, and, you know, and so I moved her down. Long story short, when the event was over, they have Ed leave, right,
mm-hmm.
So they don't want him swamped by everybody.
Right.
And so, and there was long lines outside the studio and outside the building waiting for signatures, and he even stopped to give people signatures.
Aww.
Really nice guy, but... As we were sitting there, they said, okay, you know, we're going to give everybody a hand autographed picture, which was really neat,
mm-hmm.
and that gives them a chance to leave the building, which they didn't stay.
Okay.
So we're all waiting, and this guy next to me, he's like, yeah, I don't want to wait, and he's talking to his girlfriend. He's going, let's just go. We're never going to come back here for tickets again. I'm thinking, you rude young man.
Yeah.
You know, we know that these promotions, they put them on. It costs some money to
right,
do this,
right.
You know. Yes, it promotes the station, but also it's a nice goodwill thing that they
mm-hmm.
do. So anyway, he was getting ready to walk out, and I thought, you are the rudest young man. And so I looked at him. I said, you probably shouldn't do that. And he goes, they'll never know. And I just thought,
unbelievable.
You know, whatever. I'm not your mother, and because if I was, I'd be telling you right now to go to timeout. So the event goes over. And then we have, you know, everyone's leaving, and I said to my daughter, I said, no, go that way. I want to thank the promotions manager. It was so nice of her. So I just went up to her, and I introduced myself. I said, thank you so much, and because it was so nice of them
mm-hmm.
to do. And she had said to me, she said, are you going to go? Because he's opening for Taylor Swift, right?
Right.
And so she said, are you going to go tonight? I said, no, we didn't get tickets. And I said, but I'm sure it's going to be great. Thank you. So we go downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we get out to the car, and my cell phone rings, and it was her. And she said, are you still here? I said, well, we're still here. Yeah, we haven't
mm-hmm.
left yet. She said, come back in and wait for me in the lobby. So we came back in, and we were waiting in the lobby. She said, I'll be down in 10 or 15. I've never met this woman before.
Right.
She comes down. She says, so where do you live? And I said, Winter Springs. And she said, really? She goes, ah, screw it. Here, there are two tickets to Taylor Swift.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
that was, like, really cool. And so now my daughter just got to meet her idol, Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's got two really, like, almost front row seats, 10 seats back to Taylor Swift.
Wow.
So she was, like, so we get outside. She bursts into tears.
Aww.
Right? She's shaking. And then she calls my other daughter, who's in orchestra rehearsal for her school play at school. And apparently the entire orchestra knew because my other daughter started going crazy because I said, you two go.
Right, right.
So they just went and had a wonderful time. So kudos to the radio station. Kudos to Clear Channel Network family of networks of radio stations because they did a great job. And I don't want to say the promotions manager's name on a lot
no,
on the air,
no.
but I just want to say thank you to her because she did a great job and she really made my girls happy. So
well,
that
is so neat. What a nice thing to do.
And it was really cool. And here's a couple of things people don't know about Ed Sheeran. You ready? Okay, first of all, this is the biggest one. Oh, we got to ask questions. So my daughter asked him, because everywhere he goes, he gets a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what tattoo did you get here in Florida? And he said, golly, man. Well, I can't do the Scottish accent, but he said he didn't get one. And so he said he was going to get one of an orange.
Ah.
And he told
so he gets one in every state?
Just everywhere he goes, yeah.
Wow, he must have a lot of tattoos.
I think he's not going to have any skin left, you know. and I will tell you, I'm going to say this. You know how, like, some people take a really good picture and some people don't?
Right.
He is much better looking in person.
Is he?
He is. He's cute in his pictures.
Mm-hmm.
He's even better looking in person. Also because he exudes a really
good energy.
And he's a young guy, right?
But very intelligent. And that's what caught me off guard. I'm going to be honest with you. And his skin was so clear. I look at these people as a mom, okay? Because you do too. You know,
right.
I mean, we're not, you know, we look at them as moms. And I'm thinking, I would be very proud of him if he was my son because his skin was clear, which told me he wasn't doing drugs. Because, you know, we've done on this show many things how you could tell from someone's their eyes,
their skin color,
the pallor, what kind of perhaps recreational drugs or things that they're doing. He had none of that on him, so I was really happy about
that. That's awesome.
So that was really neat. He wears Under Armour under his black T-shirt.
To hide all the sweat, probably.
Because he does. I mean, you know, your adrenaline, when we do this show, we're adrenaline. We say we have to crank the air down in the offices because we start to perspire because our adrenaline gets going. So that was good. I could tell you he already knows the name of his first four CDs, even before he ever got signed to a record label, so that was kind of cool. But the big news is that he was asked to write the soundtrack of a movie that's going to be coming out. Don't know what the movie is, so that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming out with a line of guitars. And forgive me, I'm ignorant to what I think it's Martin or Martindale, whatever that guitar manufacturer is. Probably anyone who is musically
inclined
knows it. They are going to be coming out with these guitars. And he says, and this is what I love, he says, normally when somebody endorses a guitar, you know, they're like $200 more. They sell at a premium. He said, we're going to make sure that they don't raise the price. He said, number one, because I want everybody to have a chance to be able to buy a guitar and make music. He said, and secondarily, all the profits are going to charity.
Wow.
Okay, so great young man, great energy, great experience. So that was really cool. So I just thought I'd talk about that. And what did we do this weekend, Adventure Saturday?
We went to DeLand, to the music festival.
If you're from DeLand, you call it DeLand. I learned
that
30
years ago.
I'm not
from DeLand, so I call it DeLand.
DeLand. We went to the
Music festival.
The Land of Palooza, it was called.
Right.
Okay. And we got there, and I'm going to say it was, DeLand is really an old little town, right?
It's old, very historic, and it's kind of quaint looking.
Quaint. It's really fun, and the shops are really old. And so we started, you know, once we realized that the music festival was so loud, now we're aging ourselves, but it was really loud.
And it was kind of expensive, and we just, you know, we didn't know if we were going to enjoy the music that they had.
Right, because it wasn't probably our forte, so we decided, let's just hit all the shops.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, she's only 15, my youngest, and she loves antiques. She's been born in the Victorian era. So we start, like, you know, going into all these cute little antique shops, and I'm telling you, folks, you know, we have brought some really neat people on the show, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
We really have. And we've gotten so many emails, literally, when I say hundreds of emails, literally hundreds of emails from people saying, thank you for this person and we love this person. We don't plan to go out and say, okay, we're going to go to this person or go to this.
It just happens.
It happens. We do what we call Adventure Saturday, and I've been told I'm no longer allowed to play the audio that I sang for that because people would tune out of the show every time I did it. But but we do Adventure Saturday, and I'm going to tell you, folks, here in Central Florida, we have all these wonderful little you know, niches of towns that you can go into.
Right.
Take a walk. Go see what's around you. What we ran into this weekend was really neat. First thing I want to talk about is we went into this one store. It was a bookstore.
Right.
It's been there since
many
I've been
years.
Here in this town for close to 30 years. It's been there for 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
I went in, and we're talking to the woman because we tend to do that. We're very friendly. And I said, those are original window casings, and I love, and you could tell the glass.
Well, and it was on the side walls.
Yeah, and I said, this is beautiful. And she said, yeah, well, actually, she said, this used to be a sweatshop. Now, you know, people say things, but do they really mean, i.e., sweatshop?
Well, she said sweatshop, I'm thinking, does she mean a real sweatshop or someplace you just go exercise?
Right, exactly. So we said, like a real sweatshop?
Yeah.
She said, yeah, when we bought the store 33 years ago, she said the woman had employees in here that she said were probably not from the United States.
Right.
She said, and she painted over all the glass windows and then boarded them up so absolutely no light would come through, and she lowered the ceiling to just above their heads.
So it was like a tunnel.
And they sewed drapery. She said that way there would be no other place for them to look. And when they purchased this building, which was a beautiful building, she says, we wanted to raise the ceiling, and they found the original tin ceiling and all the beautiful woodwork. And it's like walking into this secret antique bookstore. It was, like, so cool.
Well, they have so many old books, too.
Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah, I was going through some of the shelves. I'm like, oh my gosh, they were yellow and old and from the 1800s.
It's like candy for us. There was one from the 1600s that you were looking at.
Yep,
I forget
what
it was, but there were just so many, and it was just so neat. And she was such a delightful person.
She was very nice.
For like 20 minutes, and we gave her one of our cigar boxes.
Yes.
Because I collect them. And at another store, I got one, and I said, you could use this. And she said, I'm going to put displays in it.
Uh-huh.
So I gave her the box. We just had a really good time. But then we went a little bit further, and I know it probably sounds at this point like we were on Diagon Alley from like Harry Potter, but we're not.
And it seemed like Diagon Alley.
It did a little bit
mm-hmm.
because of the, you know, there's cobblestone streets
yep.
and the brick, old brick streets. And so we go into this next door, and I'm going to talk about it because this is so cool. She's going to be our guest next week. We went into Enchanted Botanicals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were going from shop to shop. We weren't going to skip any.
Right.
The only thing we actually skipped, I don't think any of them.
No, I mean, we went into a lot of antique stores.
Yeah, we did do a lot of those. Well, we met Donia Mitchell, who is an herbalist, and she is a community certified herbalist. And phenomenal shop, right?
Oh, beautiful.
It's beautiful. She does herbs, teas, tinctures, salves, a little bit of everything. And Jessica's laughing at me because everyone who knows me knows that when I see the word salve, I'm going to say salve because that's who I am. When I see the word salmon, I say salmon. It's just, it's like a learning disability, I'm beginning to think. But we did run into her on Saturday, and just after a few minutes with her, we invited her to come on to the show next week because aside from having a really good positive energy, don't you agree? She possesses the skill to mix teas and herbs to make medicinal tinctures and salves. And I know that this sounds very hot, you know, like Harry Potter and Hogwarts and all that, and it's absolutely not. All she does is work with natural herbs, hence the name herbalist, and she's going to answer callers if you want to call in, and I'm going to tell you folks, if you don't, you're missing out because when are you going to have the chance to do this? And anybody who maybe has a health issue or has maybe an attention deficit question or a memory issue, she will be able to make suggestions on how to enhance their lives using natural herbs. Even better, though, and I love this, she's agreed to share with everyone how to clear your space from negative energy using sacred herbs. She's going to do a little piece on sacred herbs. Did I say herbs? I said herbs. First, she's going to bring herb, and then they're going to mix sacred herbs, which, you know, she's very highly qualified to do. So mark your calendars for next week. Tell your friends, because it's possible that, you know, a simple call into the show can help someone find a remedy for anxiety or sleeplessness or attention deficit disorder. Or even if you got a little bad mojo going on at your home or your workplace, you can use her herbs and sprays and the procedures that she'll share with us to cleanse your homes and your workplaces and bring in positive energy, you know. So that's a good thing, I think, right? I think it's really exciting. See, there you go, and most people will. Now, listen, we're going to get to the interview with Molly Morningstar in just a minute. You're going to love it. It will blow you away, and I'm telling you, she's on tour all over the country, and as soon as you hear this interview, you're going to want to go to her website and probably sign up for one of her lectures because she's that good. But I want to also remind everybody we will be doing mini angel readings tonight, and if you want to get one of those, you can call us by calling 323-679. See, I will never get that number right if I didn't have Jessica in the room. I can only remember the first six digits. I know. So 323-679. And we'll go ahead and take your call tonight. We're going to try and do as many readings as we possibly can tonight because I know that we've been a little lax in getting a lot of readings out because we've had so much content. But our Adventure Saturday stuff has been taking a lot of time. Well, let me tell you something. I was notified by BTR last month. We were up 22% of our listeners. We grew another 22%, which is incredible because, you know, I don't know if you people all realize this when you listen to us. We love doing this show. And if we didn't have wonderful listeners, we'd be stuck watching reruns of Bowling for Dollars on like Channel 3002. So, you know, that's what we would do on Wednesday nights, and we don't want it to be sad. So we're really glad that you join us and that we don't have to watch Bowling for Dollars. And the fact that 22% are not home watching reruns of Bowling for Dollars means we're doing a pretty good job. So there you go. So I'm gonna right now, before I start the interview with Molly, I'm going to take a caller from 215 and then one from 706. And then we'll do the interview with Molly, and then the next caller after that will be from area code 504. So I just want you to know you're all in the queue, and I'm definitely going to get to you, and there's room in the queue for a few more callers. So you can all go ahead and call in. And I'm going to ask Jessica, now, if you know that song, the A-Team, correct, would you think that our callers, our listeners would know it?
Yes, I would think so.
So just so you all have an idea of what that is and how it sounds, I'm going to play it. Then I'll go ahead and take area code 215. We'll be back in two.
That's a really good song.
It is totally not loading, and as we've sometimes had with BTR, we are having some technical difficulties. You know, we don't have an engineer that actually sits here and does this. We actually have to do this all.
We're having a lot of problems.
We really, and your sound is just really terrible, and so, yeah, it's really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like you're coming in and out of a tunnel. You said that like that.
Really?
Yeah, it is. So, who said that?
You?
Me. I can hear you, yes.
But before or just now?
Just now.
Yeah, I'm having microphone difficulties.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, everybody. We are going to be back in two. Hopefully we'll be able to get a song of something going on here in just a second. But if not, that's okay, because I'm going to do something else if we can't do that. I wish I could put something on because the entire system won't allow any of that to happen. So let me tell you a little bit about why Jessica and I are not doing Adventure Saturday next Saturday. Both her daughter and my daughter happen to have their proms on the same night. They go to different high schools, but the proms are on the same night. So as any parent knows, I don't know if any parent has, and I'm sure this won't happen to our daughters, but they turn into Promzilla, you know, the hair, the nails,
right.
And so we're going to be getting ready for that with our children, her daughter and my daughter, and it's going to be great. And so we're going to be kind of taken up with that a little bit.
Yes, it'll take all day.
I think it will. And you know what?
It sounds better.
No, you sound actually worse to me.
I'm going to disconnect every time.
Okay. While you do that, I'm going to try and get into – I know Blog Talk Radio, they've actually increased their listeners a lot. They've become a lot more popular, and I'm thinking they're having trouble handling all the callers that come in. And I know that in the evening, which is prime time, is when they have their most difficulty, and it was certain to hear that that's what's going on tonight.
Now, how is that?
You're still breaking up. Let me try it from here. Try it again.
Hello. What do you think?
You're still breaking up. You might want to just hold the receiver and see if that works.
Hold the receiver? Oh, pick up the receiver?
Yeah.
Like a real phone?
Like a real phone.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just a thought now. I'm not saying you have to do it. Try that because that might work. I'm really sorry, folks. You know, we don't usually have these kind of problems.
Now, can you hear me?
No, you're still breaking up really bad.
What is going on? And I am on the actual phone.
I really don't know. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. But we are working on these technical difficulties, and I do apologize for this because this is not the norm, as everyone knows. So let's see if we can try something else here. In the meantime, I want to talk about, what they do at the Enchanted Botanicals because, in the early days, we didn't have, doctors per se. Right? We had Indian doctors.
Right.
But we, what they used is what God put on this earth, and they would use herbs for medicinal purposes. And
right.
When you would go to an apothecary, what you would get is, whatever they used and crushed and put together and mixed with other herbs to make, quote unquote, a medicine that would make a person, be able to survive something. And so that's kind of what she does. And I just think it's so amazing that, here with all the modern medicine we have, and I'm not saying that our modern medicine is not good, and I'm actually saying that our modern medicine should be used all the time when needed. But there are a lot of things that we can do herbally that will help us to be able to you know, maybe solve a problem, maybe help us sleep a little better, maybe create a better atmosphere. So I just think that any time that we can do that, it's a good thing. So I'm really very much looking forward I can't even get the studio online at this moment. Aha, I think we were able to get the studio online. Now, if we can just play our recordings, we're going to be okay. And we're going to get Jessica back on the line, too, in just a second. Hopefully, she's not showing up in the queue, so I can't put her on just yet. I know, it's just been a weird night. Nope, you're not in the queue. So I'll ask you to go ahead and call back in. We were able to relaunch the chat room just now, so that's a good thing. And I apologize once again, because this is, again, not the norm of what happens here. Better yet, though, let's go to this, and let's hope that this loads really, really well for us tonight. We did meet Molly Morningstar. She is a delightful person. She is so down to earth. And I guess this is what I want to say. You know, sometimes when you meet a psychic medium, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is, like, you know, the hoop earrings, the turban, the smell of sage and all that stuff. She looks like she could be the school teacher from around the corner or an architect or, you know, I mean, she's just the most average-looking woman. Yet possesses a tremendous skill. And I won't take her thunder by explaining how she found out she had it, but it's one of those things that, you know, we've talked about on this show in the past, is how sometimes we can come into our gifts as when we have intuition or as a medium. Some of us are born with them, but some of us, we get them in our 30s, our 40s, our 50s. I know some have gotten them in their 60s. Their 70s, even their 80s, and when that happens, it's pretty amazing. And for Molly, it actually happened in her. I think she said she was at the age of 34 when it happened, and she discovered her gifts and she discovered her abilities. And as soon as she did, she was then, you know, on the road, so to speak. So, you know, I think you're going to enjoy her interview. And because I don't want to create just a dastardly step here with this interview because we're having so much trouble, I'm going to play a short song and make sure that this is in fact working, and then we'll go ahead and run her interview. Let's hope it works. Let's hope we're loading correctly now. Okay, if I start singing, will anybody notice? Because you're not in the queue. Yeah, but you're not showing up in the queue, and I really wish you were, because I'd like you to be in the queue. It's just, you know, BTR has had some problems. I think they've grown so rapidly that this is, yeah, I know. And it's not able to play any of the music that we have or any of the interviews that we have at the moment. So once again, I do apologize to everybody. I know that anytime we do a show like this, we sometimes always run the risk of having some audio difficulties, and we've had them in the past, and obviously we're having them now. But the interesting thing is, when Molly discovered her gifts, literally it came overnight, and that's just another way that you can find out that you have these gifts. It's just another way. And it's so amazing that because a lot of people say to me, well, you were born with your gifts. Mm-hmm. The answer is yes. But that doesn't mean that everybody doesn't still have that opportunity to have the gift. It's how we tap into it. It's having that ability to tap into it and learning how to tap into it. And hopefully, if we're able to play this interview, we will be able to let you hear what she did to be able to take her gift that she realized she had suddenly and frankly wanted to get rid of because she wanted to make it stop originally, and how she then was able to take it and learn how to use it and make it her own. And again, we're going to have some downtime here a minute while I try and reboot this system, because I really don't know what's going on and why we can't do this. Usually Blog Talk Radio, when they have these kinds of technical issues, we'll be able to fix them in a pretty short period of time, and I keep hoping as I prattle on here that they're going to get fixed. And Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. Well, Dr. Jenny is now trying to get everything going, and apparently you're only going to hear part of us tonight because I can't call in. Now, did you reset everything? Okay. I don't hear anything. Oh, yes. I hear it. I do hear it. Okay, we will be back in 10 minutes.
Let me know you're here. These lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
Technical difficulties. Looks like Blog Talk Radio has got it worked out. So,
and hopefully you can hear me clearly now.
I can hear you clearly, and you know, everything happens for a good reason. That was about as unnerved as you'll ever hear me get. So we managed to
not have
too much downtime. That
we've had
a
few of these problems before. Mm-hmm. Not often, though. Not often.
We need somebody to give us non-low rent space is what we need. We need a real station to come step up
a
to the plate.
A station that says, hey, we will give you a real engineer.
Really. And that way when you have these problems, you don't have to sit there and talk and try and make sense while you're
particular problems. That's okay. Everything happens for a good reason. The trolls were here. They paid us a visit.
Yep.
They're gone now, so all's good. But you know what I'd like to do really right now?
Let's go to the interview
before anything blows up, because you don't want to miss this. We'll be back, and then I promise you we've got a ton of folks on the lines, and we will take each and every one of those callers, even if I have to stay longer, I promise you.
And I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host Jessica, and we want to welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe, Molly Morningstar. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Ginny. It's nice to be here.
I love that you're taking the time to speak with us tonight. You just got done doing a wonderful lecture here in Orlando, Florida, and you're currently touring the country. Can you tell the listeners exactly what you do?
Well, I'm an evidential psychic medium. So what that means specifically is that I connect with loved ones who have passed away. So rather than the typical meaning of a psychic where somebody would connect with you and tell you about things about yourself, past, present, future, I actually connect directly with the souls of the departed in order to validate the existence of the afterlife.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I've not heard the word evidential. Does that mean just kind of providing evidence that they're there?
Exactly.
Okay.
Evidence would be small, lesser-known facts, things that I like to joke around and say are non-Googleable.
Yes,
right?
True.
Right? Little things that will come through for people that will give them, you know, that comfort of knowing without any doubt of exactly who we're connecting with and that this person has survived the change we call death and that they're still connected to their loved ones in order to instigate healing.
Wonderful. Okay. And so when people come to one of your lectures, do you explain to them what it's like to have intuition and how you started being able to become a medium?
I do. I do my best to explain to people not only my story about how I became a medium, but I really, you know, have a double purpose with every group that I do, and that's to help people understand how they connect.
Mm-hmm.
As well as giving them a moment, you know, to have that validation through me. But the thing about mediumship is a medium doesn't instigate a visit with a loved one. We validate it. Your loved ones will always be connected to you no matter what. If you never have a reading or never get a connection through a medium, your loved ones will still be with you. So it's so important that when you are grieving and you're looking for those signs that you educate yourself about how the connection really works.
Okay, that makes sense. Do you feel that a lot of the people that come to your group talks are maybe looking to have that intuitive connection themselves, or more are they looking to connect with those who have already crossed over?
I would say probably 90% of the people who come to my group are people who are looking to connect with a loved one, and the other 10% are other psychics and mediums who want to know what I do.
Okay, which totally makes sense. That totally makes sense.
And I love going to see a medium work.
Yeah.
You know, when I have the opportunity. Yeah. I was into Chicago a few weekends ago to see John Holland, and it was really wonderful to be on the other side of the stage for a while.
I bet. When you were on it, what did you notice specifically being on the other side of the stage, having always been in front of everybody? And you've done this, I mean, you've literally done thousands of readings.
Right.
So what was it that you noticed when you were able to sit back and watch somebody else that was really significant?
Well, what I really liked about John's style is he's very deliberate in his delivery with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's also an evidential medium, and he trained at the same school that I went to, Arthur Findlay College in England. And he's all about providing the evidence of the afterlife. So, you know, what we want to do is allow your loved ones in heaven to do the work, to give us the information. Rather than asking many questions of the people, let the medium connect. And it's wonderful to watch John work, because he's very slow and deliberate, and he talks out loud to the people in heaven a lot, and I found that to be different from my style. Because he's cute, because he's like, okay, hold on there, honey, and then he'll, you know, and he's talking to the air, and it's great.
Yeah.
You know, he's
yeah.
really, really a nice guy, but I enjoyed watching his demonstration a lot.
Neat. Now, I know you just mentioned the Arthur Findlay College in England. Now, you've had the opportunity to go there. What was that like?
Well, I remember the night before I left, the first time I went, it was actually my flight departed on the 4th of July from Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, nighttime flights to England and Europe, they all leave between 6 and 9 p.m. So I was absolutely petrified.
Okay, really?
Because I had just opened up to mediumship. My opening was very sudden, and it was only a month later I found myself going to England, and I knew that I could get help there, but my idea of what was going to happen was that I would learn how to figure it out and turn it off and get rid of it because it came on so suddenly.
Right.
So I remember taking off on that flight going above Chicago and looking down at the fireworks as I was going. And I just knew it was a really significant moment. But I was really terrified because I thought for sure I was going to meet up with a bunch of people in long skirts that smelled like incense and hemp with lots of bangly beads. You know, and I'm not that girl.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Not me.
That's
and
not
I was really worried about that, and that I was going to be, you know, taken into a séance, and that it was going to be really freaky, and things were going to be flying across the room, and really, within an hour or two of getting there and just seeing the other people that you're with, you realize, oh, you're home.
Right.
You're in a great place.
So you just felt like that's where you belonged, and from that point forward. Do you feel like, and I want to ask this question, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but most of the people that I've ever spoken to that either have was born with this gift or came into it at a certain point in their life, like you did, their biggest desire, more than anything else, was to be able to help other people. Would you say that's part of what that burning desire is in you and has been in you?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's funny because again, I became a medium very suddenly, and then when this happened, I had initially found the Arthur Findlay College, and I thought for sure they could teach me to get rid of it. And I really did. Okay, it turned on. Great. We just learned how to turn it off. And the very first connection I did was super, super interesting and very significant. So I had a tutor from Scotland sit down with me the first day I was there, and she said to me, okay, come on, I'm going to show you how to do this. And she called me Hen. Right?
Yeah.
And she says, Hen, now tell me, do you have a man or a woman with you? And I look around the room and like I'm like, I don't have anybody here.
Yeah.
And she says, No, you see them in your mind. She goes, how do you feel? They're with you, their soul is with you. How do you feel? And I still was confused.
Right.
And she said, so do you feel soft and feminine or do you feel, you know, masculine and broad shoulders? And I said, well, I feel soft and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, okay, so you have a woman with you. And I went along with her, okay, because
sure.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And then she says to me, well, ask her what her name is. And I'm listening. And that's all I hear is nothing. And she says, no. She goes, Hen, she'll tell you in your mind. You'll hear it as a thought. And I thought, okay. So the name Mavis pops up into my head. So I just repeat it, right? That's an unusual name for America.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, Mavis was my mother.
Wow.
And there we were
there
off
you
and
go.
Rolling.
That's
so,
it.
You know, a couple minutes later, I left that room shaking my head like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, what was that all about? Yeah.
Right? And I realized that I just connected this woman to her mother who was deceased. And,
wow.
You know, over the course of the next few days, I began to realize that I was given this very, very special ability, and I was given it at a very high level.
Yeah.
And I began to see what I was able to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when the light came on.
Yeah. Wow. That you can help people and you
right.
could use this gift. And now you knew how to also bring the gift in further, right? So
Yeah. So, you know, it's been a very strange path.
I can imagine.
It's been a very
I can only
path.
Imagine.
So later
right.
in life like that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
strange.
That's like, and I think the coolest thing is that you wake up with this gift one day. And, you know, you don't go to, like, you know, community college. You don't go to state university. You just go to, like, Harvard, like, the school, you know what I mean, for this kind of thing.
Well, it was, again, all I can say is that if anything should have been different, it would have been different. I literally, I had a dream that I met a person in my dream who took my hand. They smiled at me and said, everything's going to be okay. I'm from Boston.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
So a few days later, I was looking online, on Amazon at books about mediums,
mm-hmm.
and I was reading in somebody's biography, and this man is from Boston, and I looked at his picture, and I was like, holy gosh, it's the guy in the dream. Well, it was John
mm-hmm.
Holland, the guy that
yeah.
I went to see in Chicago,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I recognized him from my dream, and he is from Boston.
Wow.
And right after that, it said, and John Holland went to the Arthur Findlay College in the UK. So 3 seconds later, I Googled it.
Of course.
Pulled up the thing. 24 hours later, my flight was booked. The classes
wow.
were booked. A
wow.
friend literally gave me the money to go. $4,000. Here you go. Have some money. I'm broker than a joker.
Wow.
I'm like, what? I did
wow.
not. Literally, wow. that's why on that flight to England, I was sitting there shaking my head like, what the hell is going on? I'm on a flight to England. This is awesome.
Wow.
You know,
jeez.
So, but all I can say, I've got that distance behind me now. I've got the perspective, and if anything was meant to be different, it would have been different.
Right. Well, you certainly don't put the pro in procrastination, do you? Because
no, I never have either. You know, I never have. If there's something to do, you just do it.
You just do it. Okay.
Yeah.
To the best of your knowledge, is there anyone in your family or in your family lineage that has these abilities?
To the best of my knowledge, no. No, not
okay.
that I know of.
Well, who knows? Maybe the next one will wake up with it, too.
Now, I will say this. I was brought up mostly, in a divided family. My parents were divorced, and my stepmother has always been a deeply, deeply spiritual person. And I've always had a very close connection to her. And she's really the one that saved me when I first opened up, because she was the one who already had that deep spirituality.
Right.
So she's not... have any special abilities per se, but mm-hmm. she certainly is a person who wrapped me up in her love and took care of me pretty much my whole life, but especially when this happened.
When this happened,
so at least
yeah.
I had something.
Right, something to hold on to.
I really did. Somebody
yeah.
who, you know, she was the one person who didn't say, oh, you went nuts.
Right, well, because you can feel that way when you're getting these overwhelming thoughts and feelings
right.
and images.
I yep. lost a lot of friends and a lot of family. They just turned around and walked away. You know, you went crazy.
Right. Now, have any of them come back?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Thank
yes,
goodness.
My brother.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And you know what they say, those who were friends and went away were probably not friends you wanted to keep anyway.
Right.
You know?
But you know what? The thing is I don't blame any of them.
Because
my story is a tall tale.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
understandable.
It's crazy.
Understandable.
I don't. If you can't hang with me, I understand.
And appreciate it and love them anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't blame anyone. So, but it's all good now.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question: when you're doing readings, tonight we had a pretty full house, and you know, you have to talk and say a lot of things to people and give them the messages that you're hearing. Do you ever have to deliver a message that's less than positive?
Well, that's interesting. I have a little agreement with Spirit that the minute that they bring through something that is not a positive or uplifting message for somebody is the last day that I do this work.
Okay.
So,
okay,
so,
I like that.
So understanding now that, you know, because they take my threats seriously upstairs.
Right. Okay.
Because I have any control over anything. No, I have not received messages for anyone that were not positive in nature.
Okay.
And this is very interesting because recently I had a woman in Green Bay, Wisconsin, who told me that she received a message in a dream from her mother-in-law who had passed that was not positive. And I said to her, well, what did your mother-in-law said to you?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, she came up to me in the dream and she hugged me and she said, things are going to get worse. And I said, okay, well, tell me what happened then.
Yeah.
And she said, well, somebody was diagnosed with cancer, and somebody died, and this really bad thing happened. Somebody declared bankruptcy. And I said, okay, so your mother-in-law, who you had a very good relationship with, came forward, and she said to you, things are going to get worse. But they actually did.
Yeah.
So is that a negative message?
Or a truthful one?
Right.
It's a truthful message, and it's brought forward
mm-hmm.
in a way that was very plainly delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, in a way, it was her mother-in-law's spirit coming through to say, heads up.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and maybe take a deep breath. It is going to get worse. And be prepared.
Yeah.
And sometimes that means maybe if you know things are going to get really difficult in your life, maybe you don't spread yourself too thin. Maybe she was about to make plans that would have spread herself too thin. And so that was her way of maybe being notified, you know, hold up on these things. You know, I've got to hunker down, so to speak.
Well, a lot of people are actually really scared to come for a reading for two main reasons. One, they're afraid that their loved ones are going to yell at them
mm-hmm.
and say, I'm disappointed in you. And I can say honestly that has never happened,
right.
ever.
Of course.
What mostly comes through is that your loved ones will come through and say, I'm not disappointed in you. I understand what you've been struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
They get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other reason people are scared is because they are afraid that they're going to get some kind of negative prediction. And I don't predict anything.
Right.
I mean, occasionally some sort of information about the future comes through, but it's never like, hey, you know what, somebody's going to be in a car accident in August.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No. You don't get that kind of crap in a reading.
No.
That would never come through.
Not in a real reading.
You know, related to the way this woman received a dream where her mother-in-law said, things are going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not like the mother-in-law comes and puts all this panic around. It's just a very simple statement, and it's not specific. It's really a supportive thing. So there really isn't nothing that comes through in a meeting or a reading or anything that would be negative.
Okay, very good.
And I really wouldn't do the work if it was. I'm not here to spread bad feelings.
No, you're
I would
you're
end it immediately.
Absolutely, which makes total sense. Have you ever been at a venue and started to talk with the group
and just not gotten anything? Have you ever gotten up there and just, I guess for me, I'm thinking what it must be like to get in front of a room, and then what happens if it just doesn't come that day? Because we all have bad days. You know, we all have days at work.
Or if you get in touch with someone and can't find the person that they're connected with.
Which is a follow-up question, so I'll
right.
ask that with it. Because sometimes, you know, as we actually saw tonight, you're delivering a message, and the person's just shaking their head going, no, you know.
Right.
And so how do you handle that? Because you know the message is valid and it's real, and you know it's for this person.
Okay. That's a very good series of questions. So, first of all, I've never been in a situation where somebody wasn't there to communicate, either in a private reading or even in a group. So getting up in front of a crowd has never scared me because there's so many people knocking on my door that it's a matter of getting them to line up.
Got it. Okay.
Not that there's not going to be anybody there. In group readings, what we have to understand is that we've got a group. And a lot of times people, it's funny, they come to a group and they don't speak up. So what I have found, because real recently in Chicago, I was doing a group reading, and I had a connection to the name of Pat, and this woman raised her hand and said, yeah, my mom was Pat. And I said, well, she's showing me carousels. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, no, that doesn't make any sense. But she was, you know, really wanting to take this message. And I said, well, she keeps showing me these carousels. So I think to myself, okay, well, maybe I need to interpret the carousel. And I said, well, are things very fast-paced in your house? Is it like a constant motion? And she mm-hmm. goes, well, maybe. And then, okay, now, fast forward, end of the reading, lady comes up to me. She says, well, this other lady, I didn't want to butt in on the message. She goes, but my mom was Pat, and she actually collected carousels, and we had 15 of them on the table for her.
Oh, my God.
So in a group reading, if somebody's not accepting a message, and if it doesn't make sense for you, you really shouldn't take it. It is for somebody else in that room, and maybe they're not speaking up, or... you know, there's if most of the message should make sense. 80% mm-hmm. of a connection should make sense. Sometimes there's some details that you need to validate. So I just, if I seem to run into an impasse, I just deliver the message as I'm given it because I know that somebody in that room or that person will validate it without a doubt. I get these morning after emails all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, Molly, I'm so sorry. I totally forgot. But blah, 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 blah. Or I called my mom last night and she said, we do have a great Aunt Helen.
Right.
So it's really about trust.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I trust those people upstairs 100%. So
Amen.
All
that.
I have to do
mm-hmm.
is deliver what I get, and if
and then you've
that's
done
all
your job.
That's all I have to do is deliver it with as little interpretation as possible.
Okay, wonderful. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you and either get a private reading or attend one of your events, how would they do that?
Well, first place to start is my website because that's where everything gets updated all the time, and that's just my name, MollyMorningstar.com. They can book readings online or give a call to my assistant. She can help get you booked, and there's always a list of updates there
okay.
about where I'm going to be next. And on Facebook, of course, where I'm Psychic Medium Molly Morningstar.
Okay, Psychic Medium Molly Morningstar.
Yep.
And that's Molly with a M-O-L-L-I-E. Let's make sure
that's
we say that.
Right.
And Morningstar is two separate words. So if you Google that, which I happen to do, you come up and your site comes up, which is great. So if folks want to get a hold of you that way, they can. Where are your next tour dates that are coming up? So if somebody wants to maybe come out and see you.
Great. I will be in Madison, Wisconsin next weekend, Denver,
mm-hmm.
Colorado coming up after that, then Milwaukee, then Chicago. And I can't even remember. I know I'm going to be at the Center for Intuitive Advancement in Omaha, Nebraska, coming up in July.
Oh, cool.
Appleton, Wisconsin in June.
Okay.
And later this summer, Seattle. Oh, and in Arizona, June 1st, I've got a really nice workshop, a day-long workshop, Saturday, June 1st, with author Mark Ireland.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be doing a workshop for explorers and beginners, people who perhaps have lost a loved one or think they might have some ability, teach you the basics of how to connect, and I'll be doing a demonstration then too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't thank you enough for letting us in tonight and taking a few minutes and talk with us now. Truly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. I really appreciate the chance.
Fantastic. And you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. Gosh, we've had our problems with technical
audio. We have, and I was not able to hear any of that.
I know. Hopefully most people could hear the interview. I have just made the decision that we are going to rerun another show on Friday night
mm-hmm.
at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. so that everyone
can actually hear
the interview in its entirety, because I know some folks in the chat room were not able to hear it.
Yeah, and it's such a good interview. What a shame.
We'll do a shorter version of the show, and we will replay that wonderful interview with Molly Morningstar. And again, if anybody wants to get a hold of Molly, and I'm telling you, after listening to that interview, for those of you who are able to hear it, you will not want to miss an opportunity to catch one of her lectures. What's really neat is she educates you on how to connect to the other side, how you know when you're connecting to the other side. But it's also a fun show. So when you leave there, you feel like you've left with something, no matter what, and you've had a good time.
Oh, it's
and
awesome.
And so I highly
awesome.
Recommend it to anybody. And remember, Molly is M-O-L-L-I-E. And then Morningstar, all one word, mollymorningstar.com. And she can also be reached at 920-918-2121. So there you go. You can call and then maybe set up a private reading with her.
And I definitely would, because she's totally worth it.
She's totally worth it, absolutely. So what we're going to do now is say a prayer to Archangel Michael, because maybe he could defend the trolls that are trying to get into our system here. And we're going to go ahead and try and take our first caller, and hopefully we'll be able to get through. Okay, wonderful. Here we go. This is caller coming in from area code 215 with a prefix of 693. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Caller, are you there? Okay, we'll go ahead and temporarily mute that one. We're going to go ahead and on to the next one, and we'll go back to the other one. This one's calling in from area code 706 with a prefix of 407. Are you there?
Oh, wow.
Okay. So I'll tell you what we do. We're going to try that one more time. This is area code 706 with a prefix of 407. Are you there? Okay. You know,
this is called technical difficulty night.
Joe was tested in the desert. I'm being tested right here in sunny Central Florida. Okay, how about 215-693? Are you there? Okay, then.
Your queue is full.
I know the queue
is crazy.
Well, and I don't want to miss some of these callers, so I guarantee we're gonna connect to them. We're gonna try 215-693 one more time. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! Amen. I do have to apologize. Were you able to hear the show even though we had these technical difficulties?
I could hear most of it. I had to dial back in a few times.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. So.
It was really interesting, and I do apologize that everyone was not able to hear that. BTR sometimes has some technical difficulties, and, you know, the spirits that be decided tonight's the night that was going to happen. But that's okay. What's your first name?
Ida.
Ida. I don't know. I just had
a little
boy.
Okay, how many times have you heard that? What part of the country are you calling from, Ida?
I am from New Hope, Pennsylvania.
New Hope, Pennsylvania. Okay. So I know you've got some questions for us tonight and some concerns, something you're worried about. So please go ahead and ask your questions.
Well, I'm always worried, but I want to know if my angel's trying to tell me anything. I want to know which angels are with me and what they're trying to tell me, because it's kind of new to me that I'm trying to. I feel like I've been able to sense that they're there for a long time, but I've been kind of just ignoring it. When I was younger.
You know, it's so hard because people think that, you know, the angels are going to come to their front door with a FedEx and say, "Hey, I'm here," but it doesn't work that way, because how cool would that be, right? I don't see that that's, you know, what's happening with you, but I do know that you are definitely sensing your angels. And I'm going to tell you, I'm getting a couple of different angels for you right now, and I want to talk to you about this.
Okay.
And I think one of the reasons why this particular angel, who I pronounce as Haniel, it's H-A-N-I-E-L, this particular angel is one that helps you create a more outgoing personality. Okay.
Okay.
Which is something I think that you could use some help with. Would you correct? Am I correct in that?
I don't know. I think I'm pretty outgoing, but I kind of can see where that might be I kind of can see.
You're outgoing, but you're not outgoing about your spiritualism and about your ability to want to connect and use your intuition. Is that correct?
That's pretty correct, because my family, the rest of my family, thinks I'm nuts.
You know what? Oh, how I wish Molly was on the phone right now.
I know, right?
She could really connect to that. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times when people first come out of the psychic closet, so to speak, people think you're nuts. People think you're crazy. People think you can go to a psychiatrist. And, in fact, many people do, thinking, okay, you know, what's the best way sometimes a doctor will diagnose you is to say, okay, well, we can exclude all of these things, so what are we left with, right?
In
your case, I'm being shown that Haniel is actually increasing your intuition and giving you what I call healing ritual. Now, this might sound strange, but have you ever felt that you had perhaps the ability to do healing?
I don't know about the ability to do healing. I feel like I have some other little abilities, but I'm not completely sure. Like I said, I'm kind of just starting to tap back into it because of a recent loss, and I feel like, you know, I just feel safe for some reason. So,
Did you say you feel safe? Is that what you said?
Yes, because when I was younger, when I was a child, and I felt these things, it was very scary to me.
Well,
especially
what I'm
growing up Catholic.
Yeah, well, and I can appreciate that. As you know, I've stated it on every show, I'm a Catholic, a 30-year Catholic in the same church. I was born Catholic, but I also was born with my gift, and it was hard for me to come out of the psychic closet, but I finally did. What I will share with you is that I feel like your ability, you do have healing abilities. That is what I'm being shown. I'm also being shown that you have the ability to comfort other people. And you're also a giver, if you know what I mean. Sometimes you give so much,
yes,
it hurts. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like I don't give enough, but yes.
Well, no, but you know that you do, because you give so much that sometimes it leads to absolute exhaustion for you, and then you have to fill up your wellspring again. And that's important that you do that, because if we deplete all of our energy and what I call our energy from the divine, we get to the point where we're so exhausted we can't continue, and then we're not helpful to anyone. Now, the other thing that they're showing me is that you have this empathic type skill as well. Is this true? You can sense what other people are feeling. Yeah,
I believe that, but I don't know. Okay.
Okay. Well, I believe it too. Now, are you on the cell phone this evening?
No, I'm not.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we're still getting audio issues, but we can still hear you. Just know this, that this archangel that is coming to you, and believe it or not, this archangel is often associated with the faith of Judaism, but it doesn't really matter, because when you get into the divine, they're all one and the same, okay? They don't see different religions, so you don't have to worry about that. But this angel's going to help you kind of radiate inner wisdom and strength. Now, may I ask you this question? I'm getting somebody from the other side, and I don't know if you want me to make contact with them or not. I'm going to ask you. It may not be the person that you are hoping to contact, but it is somebody that I'm getting from the other side. Would you like me to bring them across?
Please do, and I do want to tell you something about my angel when you have a moment. So.
No, please tell me right. Please go right ahead.
Okay. Well, last night I was actually looking up that particular angel, and the funny thing is, I had colored a picture. Me and my niece had bought, we were together and bought this book of fairies and angels, and this one picture that I really liked, I started coloring. I actually put it on my Facebook. I liked it so much. I took a picture of it and put it as my profile, but this was about a month ago. And then when I was searching for this angel online last night, I found that exact picture colored in, or maybe watercolored. So it was her, like, or, you know, I don't know if it's somebody's depiction of her.
That's amazing, and that's a validation. That's a validation to you. And I always say, you know, people will call in and ask questions. I mean, you know, I couldn't go on Bing and find this information. I couldn't go on Google and find this information. But you
right.
knew it happened, and no one here would know that this happened other than you. And isn't it amazing that this archangel came to me and let me know that, yes, they are there. And that was done not to make me look good, because I have nothing to do with it. It's the angels. I give all the glory to God and the angels. But this angel did that to help validate to you that you are, in fact, using your intuition, and you are able to communicate with them, and you're able to hear them. So that's going to help you, I think, take a big step out of the psychic closet, because one of the reasons why we tend to hold back is we're not sure if what we're hearing or seeing or feeling is accurate, or are we just hoping for it so much that you know,
right.
we're making it up in our mind. But there is, do you know how many different archangels there are and how many could have come across? But yet this particular
right.
one came across for you. So there you go. I think that was an absolute blessing and a gift for you. And I hope you hold it dear to your heart, because this means
I
you
do.
Absolutely are feeling it. And keep reaching out. That is your aha moment. And don't forget it. And if you ever do forget it, go back to the podcast to this show. Go through the technical difficulties. You know, make sure you fast forward through that. And then listen to this part. Now, I do have a couple of people on the other side. And I'm going to tell you that I always say I receive it as, and I perceive it. As I receive it is how I perceive it. It doesn't necessarily mean the way I'm perceiving it is exactly what it is, but it is the way I'm interpreting it. So sometimes I will put something out there and I'm going to ask you to help me. And also the people that come across aren't always necessarily the people that you want to come across in the order in which you would want them to, but there's always a reason why they come across the way they are. Now, this is the first question I've got to ask you. Did somebody just pass away very pretty recently?
In about 3 months ago.
Okay, yeah. I'm getting that. And when I get that, the reason why I get it that way is I actually get nauseous. When I have somebody that's coming across less than 6 months, I usually get a very kind of a sick feeling in my stomach. Not overwhelming. It's not a problem. It doesn't hurt me. But I get that feeling. But I'm getting three different people that are coming through at the same time. So the first thing I'm getting is a woman on the one side. Okay. And they're standing three strong, and they're showing me. So I believe that the two that are standing are kind of helping to support the new one that crossed over. All right, so I'm getting a kind of an elderly woman on the one side. Do you know who this woman might be?
It could be any elderly woman.
Okay.
It could be my grandmother, my mother. I mean,
then let me give you a little bit of detail about this elderly woman. She's a little bit stocky.
Okay.
Okay, that might help you and aid you in knowing who it is.
My mom.
Okay. It's your mom. Okay. And let me tell you the one thing about your mom, as she comes across, she just wants you to know that everything's okay. Like, everybody's okay. They're all together. Like, you just need to know that. But also that everybody's getting along. Does that make sense, Ida?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I feel a lot of sadness, I believe that she's good over there.
Okay, good. And did you have a problem with your mom before her passing?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because that's what she's showing me. And that's why she's saying this to me. She's saying even though there might have been issues before, that's why she's showing me everybody's standing united, and she wants you to know that because, frankly, she feels that you need to hear that was an issue that you've had and a problem you've been having. Dealing with that issue because you felt there was some anger and a lack of love. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely, okay. But what she's coming across and letting me know is what was here on this earth is a whole different picture from where she is now. She sees things differently. And I think that what you need to realize is that when she sees the whole picture, makes her a much kinder, gentler woman. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to – this sounds kind of weird. I'm getting a V for a last name. Does this make sense at all?
No.
Okay. I'm getting somebody with a V I believe it's a last name. I just want to give it to you and just kind of put it out there. It may have something to do with you. It may not. I want you to write it down because it may come into play later. The other thing I'm getting, okay. I'm getting two additional people right now. I'm getting two men, okay?
Okay, that sounds about right.
Okay, it sounds about right, you said?
From what I've been feeling, yes.
Okay.
I don't know what you're going to tell me, though.
Well, that's okay. I'm getting a younger man and I'm getting an older man, okay? The younger man, I can tell you the older man I can feel is definitely older. Like he's not in his 20s or 30s or 40s.
Okay.
He's older. Do you know who this person is? He's about medium height. I'm seeing him. And the odd thing is I'm seeing this, I call it it's a cap, but it looks like a golfer's cap. Do you know what I'm talking about? Not with a bill on the front. Do I still have you on the line? Uh-oh. I think we've lost our feed. Golly gee willikers.
This is a problem night. Problem Wednesday night.
Well, she probably lost her connection, so we're going to hope that she calls back in and we're able to get her connection back shortly. You can hear me? Yeah, I'm gonna keep hoping that she's able to call back in, and I will watch for her to call back in, and if she does, we'll take her call right away. I'm just going to give it a minute here because I do have her family present, and I don't want to lose that, and I know that she wouldn't want me to lose it either. So, again, my apologies, but, you know, I can't do anything about it, and there's a good reason for everything, so we'll just kind of let it go right now. We're going to go ahead and maybe play a short song here. We'll be back in two, and hopefully she'll have called back in. If not, we're going to go on to our very next caller, so I want to thank everybody for being patient with us.
Would you like me to sing?
Could you please? Oh, good Lord, you know.
I think this is the worst evening we've had as far as technical difficulties.
Yeah, I've never had technical difficulties like this before. You know, while we're on the phone, one of the things that I normally do is I always do a shout-out for anything. You know, I don't like to get involved in politics or anything else that's going on in the country, but you know what happened in Boston, our hearts and prayers go out to all those people. It's been absolutely horrendous, and I know that what I'm about to say people are probably not going to understand, but my heart really goes out. This is going to sound crazy, and please don't be upset with me. Understand where I'm coming from. This poor sick person who felt the need to do these things, whether it was an individual or individuals, you know, I'm not going to make a judgment call on that, but whoever did this, whoever caused this to happen, this is just, you know, it's so sad. It's so sad.
Well, who could have a reason to do that?
I don't know, you know, but I do know this. I don't care who you are, but when you plan to try and hurt and maim so many people,
yes,
in such a horrific way, in such a public way, there must be something seriously wrong with you. This goes beyond evil, even. This goes beyond anything that we've ever really been exposed to before.
Oh, my gosh.
Other than, you know, the World Trade Center.
Right, 9/11, yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny because during all the interviews that I saw during this entire situation, not at any point did I see anything about, you know, a comparison to that, and I was kind of surprised. I didn't even hear it one time.
Well, because I don't know that they're comparing it to a terrorist thing.
But it is, you know, regardless of whether...
I mean, is it a terrorist act? We don't know yet.
We don't know. But I do think it's an act of terror, for sure, regardless, either way.
And the other thing I will say is that I had a client who I texted her and said, "Are you doing okay?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm good." And she didn't know about it.
Oh.
Which, no, and I knew I had to contact her. And I said, "Good, I'm feeling good. I'm glad you're doing good. Just, you know, just checking in, da-da-da."
Mm-hmm.
That was it. 2 hours later, she texted me. My daughter's two doors down in Boston on that street.
Oh, my gosh.
She was not hurt, thank God. And I said, you know, I didn't want to say anything you didn't know about it.
All right.
Freak her
out completely.
I just got this incredible urge to call her and or text her, and so everything worked out okay, and I'm grateful for that. But you know, it was just a horrendous time, and I just hope and pray that at some time in the future here, you know, not only can we come to terms with these horrible things that go on in the country, but the people who do these things, there's something that triggers them. Usually, it's a self-disgust.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hatred. And I just wish that we had some way to reach out and find these people before these types of things happen.
Right.
I mean, that
the problem is that they're not reaching out, quite obviously,
yeah,
to get help.
Right. Exactly. It's unfortunate. And the last thing I'll say on this, and then I'm going to try that number one more time and hope it works, is that I was watching the bombings, you know, and I turned it on. I was like, oh my gosh, and this is what I saw. And, you know, if you want to be proud of the police department,
oh my gosh,
proud of that police department,
yes,
immediately, you go ahead and watch it. You can replay it on any YouTube, anything, any
mm-hmm.
channel. You watch it, and what do you see? That explosion hits,
mm-hmm.
and you see all the employees and the workers, they start to run.
Mm-hmm.
The policemen, it's not even like a question. They turn into the blast.
Right.
They
right.
turned into it. And I'm thinking it's human nature, it's survival, it's a
yeah.
shield to run. They didn't. They turned into it. I was like, I was so amazed, and I said to my husband, "Look at this." He goes, "Why are you? How do you focus on that?" I said, "I don't know. It's just something that drew my attention." I said, "He said I'm looking at the body parts." And I'm like, "No. Watch." I said, "I always want to find the good in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Find the silver lining. Look at these heroes. Look at these men." And they were. These cops. The explosion hits, and everybody. They're in one direction, and these cops are turning towards
mm-hmm.
it. How awesome! Oh, I mean,
they're heroes.
God bless them. Great guys, great people. Okay, hopefully 215-693, you're back on the air.
I am here.
Okay, Ida, I'm sorry about that. You know, this happens
sometimes. It's okay. I felt horrible.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We've got you. Here's the thing. I kept them here, and I've asked them to wait, and they did wait, which is pretty neat because
wow.
it's a lot of energy for them to come through. So I'm getting two gentlemen here, okay? One is older than the other, but I feel like there's a familiar connection. Is there?
I'm not sure. I just, that one, I'm not sure. It depends.
Okay.
Do you think that one, they're both, do you think that they're both my loved ones, or do you feel that they,
I feel one is a loved one, and one is one that was close to you but was not part of your family.
Okay. I'm not sure.
He's the younger one. He's the younger one. And from the older one, the thing that I'm getting, like I said, I saw a ball cap. It's not a ball cap with a bill, though. I need you to understand this. It's kind of like a golf would wear. And we don't see those kind of hats worn too often. Actually, they're making a comeback if you wear them backwards. But and they say kangaroo on them. But this one's not turned backwards. And he's a little bit older. And can I ask you, is there he looks Italian to me. I don't know how else to describe that, but he looks Italian to me. Does that make sense? Strong.
It could, yeah.
Okay.
It could
he
be.
Looks Italian
mm-hmm.
to me. So he's coming across as well. And now I'm going to ask a question that's going to be a little bit uncomfortable for you, but I have to ask this question. Did anybody
okay.
recently, well, not so much recently at all, but lose a daughter, a child, a baby?
My stepsister lost a baby. She was full term but lost the baby, and it was stillborn. And if you're talking about a teenager, I lost a friend when we were 14.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's
okay. No, I'm seeing a girl, and whenever I see a baby that is on the other side, and they've crossed over,
What I generally see them as is basically at the attained age of between 7 and 9 for girls, age 12 for boys. Don't know why. That's just the way it is. But I'm going to ask you this question in a way that I hope doesn't offend you at all. Did you ever have a miscarriage or someone in your family a miscarriage and lose a baby?
I did not have a miscarriage. I think my sister might have, but she doesn't talk about it.
Okay. That's the one that's there. That's the one that's coming across because I feel it so strongly. I know this is a direct bloodline to you or to your sister. She's coming across, and what I'm getting here is she's just there, and she's there with the woman, the mother, your mother. Can I ask you a question here? Before I go any further, did your mother have difficulty at the end or with pains in her legs or walking?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what the feeling and the sense that I'm getting with her legs, and that would be your mother. She is holding the hand of the little girl, which means they're connected by blood, by family, in the way that she's holding it. That's how it comes across to me. So they're together. The message that I'm getting is one of love. Number one, I'm going to tell you this. Don't mention this to your sister because it's probably not going to make her feel good. But more importantly, I'm going to tell you that everything's okay. If she ever mentions it to you, if it comes up in conversation, feel free to. But I feel like the message here more for you than anything else is it doesn't matter whether you know or not. Just know that this child is on the other side and doing well. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Your sister doesn't have to admit to it.
Well, I wonder if there was a time that I went to the hospital in a lot of pain, and I don't know if I, because the doctor told me that it could be early miscarriage, like a miscarriage that I didn't know about.
Okay.
And I didn't, they didn't.
That is not what I'm seeing here.
Okay, good.
I'm feeling this is the sister. This comes from the sister.
Okay.
And I think that, no, I think what I'm being shown that you had is like a cyst on your ovary, perhaps, that caused the discomfort. And it probably burst, and that is what was going on. And again, I'm not allowed to give medical answers.
That's fine. That was a long time ago.
But if I was a good guesser, I would go there. Yeah, and it was a very long time ago. So who is this man? Can I ask you a question? Was there a man that you cared for greatly that passed away?
Romantically or as a family?
As a family.
Okay, my grandfather passed away when I was only 6 and a half, and I always kind of yell at him, not always yell at him, but I'm like, why did you go? Because you were the only one who really seemed to care.
Can I ask you a question? With him, he did not wear a golfer's cap? To the best of your knowledge,
he did not. My uncle Johnny did sometimes, and I was just talking about him recently. But we didn't have. I mean, we were close at one point, but not.
Okay. Your uncle Johnny. Now I'm going to ask you this question one more time with your uncle Johnny. Okay. You said that he wore the cap. A lot of times the people that come across are not anyone that you would think would come across, and sometimes they're connected to others. But this, I'm not going to take the easy way out and say, oh, yeah, it's your grandfather who's just wearing the hat. This is a man who definitely wore that kind of hat, and if it's your Uncle Johnny, I'm going to tell you that I believe that to be the case. Did he have kind of big hands?
Yes, but he wasn't blood related. He was related. He was married to my Aunt Vera, but you said V as a last name, so I didn't.
Okay, and the V was probably, I thought it was the last name, could be the first name. So married to your Aunt Vera, so that's where the V comes in, and he's wearing the hat, and he's got what I call him, please don't take offense at this, sausage hands. You know, those big hands, you know what I'm talking about.
But he was lanky.
Yeah, but he had big hands. I'm seeing big hands on
him. I'm wondering if you're talking about my grandfather then.
No, I think
because,
all the signs.
Okay.
are going to your Uncle Tony, because your grandfather stands off to the left of them. This is your Uncle Tony. I can almost guarantee it.
It's funny that you're saying Tony, because I do have an Uncle Tony that passed away that I was just talking about too. But
okay,
said,
but you
said originally
John,
said Johnny. Yep, it's okay.
But it's the one connected to the V. Whoever that
okay.
is, that's who it is.
That's okay. Johnny. Okay.
Big hands, big hands. And I don't know why that's so obvious to me. Was he? You said he was lanky. Was he tall?
He was very tall, and he looked. You know who he looked like? He was not. I don't know a better way to put this. He looked like Bill Cosby, but he was Italian.
Okay.
I don't know.
I cannot even imagine what an Italian Bill Cosby would look like.
I know.
But I love the fact that you do. Okay, so when I said Italian, this does come into play. You do get, because I feel a really strong Italian heritage here.
I'm half Italian.
Okay,
yeah.
That would be the reason why. Okay, so now I want to go just a little bit further if I can. The grandfather is there. He's off to the side.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm seeing. Did he? He's holding something in his hand. At first, I thought it was a wooden flower, but that doesn't make sense to me. I don't know if you can figure out what that could possibly be. But that's how I'm perceiving it. Remember, I perceive it as I receive it. I see it. It looks like, and I'm not sure if the message is so much a wooden flower, or that he worked with wood, or gave you something of wood, because it's something. When I see flowers, it means it's something that's personal to you. It means something to you. It touches your heart. So when I see a flower, it could either be because it's a wooden flower, just as what I'm seeing it, or you have something of his that is wooden that meant a lot that makes you think of him.
Not that I can think of. I do a lot of gardening, so flowers, and I'm not sure. I was just out with, I was cleaning out wood out of the yard, but I really don't know if that.
Were you thinking
like a,
of him when it happened?
That,
were you thinking of him when you were
doing talking to him all day today.
Oh,
I was,
okay. Well.
I was asking him what, why, again, I was asking, why did you go? Like I said, I was only like 6 and a half, and he was very attached to me, and I was attached to him. They lived, it was a multi-generation family, so I had my great-grandfather, my grandfather, we all lived in a big house. So.
And all together. So, Ida, I don't know, but I'm thinking. I got to go there. See, I got to tease a little with the name, because I had an Aunt Ida, by the way. Loved her to death. She worked in a cheese factory. Truly worked in a cheese factory. She supplied the entire Italian family with cheese. But anyway, and it was aged, the good stuff. All right, this is what I want to say to you. I think that message is absolutely loud and clear. He's showing me a wooden flower. You were outside working all day thinking about him, working with flowers and working with wood. I think that's the message. And so, again, I can only tell you what they're showing me. You have to tell me how it fits into your life. I don't know, because I don't know what you were doing earlier today. So I think you're getting some wonderful visits from some wonderful loved ones. Now, that being said, now that we've definitely attached that to him, he's saying he's never left you. He's saying he's always there. He hears you.
I think he does.
Yeah, the message that he has for you is to keep moving forward, and he's
okay.
saying he's very proud of you. He's saying he's very proud of you because you've had to fight through something. May I ask what that was?
I've had to fight through a lot of things. I'm fighting right now.
Okay.
I have, when my mom passed away, I kind of had to tell my family, which I never thought that I'd do, because I just can't believe that the death can cause this. But when my mom passed away, I kind of had to tell everybody that they need to respect me.
Right.
And if they can't do it, then they need to leave me alone, which is the last thing I want right now. But
well, of course it is. But you also do have to demand respect. And I will tell you, your grandfather's shaking his head up and down. because the message that I'm getting there is that you have to kind of become the patriarch of the family now. Do you know what I'm talking about in that way?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do.
But I also feel like that's a big responsibility for you. Like you feel you have to do it, but at the same time, you're afraid that if you don't come forward and do it the right way, that you've let people down.
I'm waiting for people to... I think people are waiting for me to say that I can't do it.
Okay.
And because I've been always told that I can't do this, I can't do that. And I told everybody, you know what, you're going to have to leave me alone because I can do it, and I can't hear your negativity because it's going to just make things much worse.
And what your grandfather is saying is just do it. Just
yep.
do it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm getting a message. Did your mother have diabetes, by the way? Or did
yes, she did.
Okay, that's your mother coming across because she's showing me this. She wants to validate that this is her with this message she's about to do. She says, and forgive me, but I have to give you the message as she's giving it to
okay.
me. She's saying to you clearly, 100%, she said she didn't always support you when she should have in the right way that she should have. And she's saying, you do it. You do what you need to do. You know you can handle this. And she's apologizing because she feels like she didn't give you the support that you needed. If anything, sometimes she dragged you down.
She probably did it. You know how they say, well, I'm not going to argue with what she's saying, but
of course
just
not.
In case, I want to tell you that sometimes, like I had to tell my dad, because I said, you know what, you got to stay out of it. Sometimes the best thing to do to help someone is to not support them.
I mean,
at least from a distance. So
I understand completely, and your mother had her issues, which she's showing me. So what I will say to you is she is sorry she didn't support you in the way that she should have. She's sorry she wasn't a better mother to you for different reasons. Okay?
Okay.
But what she's saying is you can do this, and you've earned the right, and your grandfather is shaking his head up and down. So, again, I'm not here to affect your free will. Neither are the angels,
okay.
nor are your spirit
no.
guides. But this is just a validation that if you choose to go ahead and be the patriarch of the family, that you have the ability and the support from the other side to move forward and do that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't
mean
to
make sense. Correct.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Talk a bit about depression.
Say again?
Depression.
I've been fighting depression my whole life as a teenager, and anxiety, and a lot of it's because I believe that it's because I've been tuning out.
I absolutely
stuff
agree with
that
you.
I feel.
I think,
and because people just tell me I'm nuts. Go ahead. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Well, and it's so easy. You know, when doctors can't name what something is, they say you're nuts. When a doctor can't find something, they send you to a psychiatrist. If you have an ailment, they can't find
yeah.
a reason for it, they send you to a psychiatrist. I'm going to tell you, you need to embrace the metaphysical side, look into spirituality, take some classes on angel communication. Have you read books from Doreen Virtue?
No, I should
okay.
look that
up. I'm gonna give you one book to read, one book,
okay?
It's a smaller book,
look it
it's
up.
Not very costly, and it's not overwhelming. It's called How to Hear Your Angels by Doreen Virtue.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it's funny, I typed in Doreen and her name came up. Okay.
Oh, there you. Well, and she's very popular. She's written many, but I want you to get that specific one. She's written a bunch.
Okay.
A lot of them will call to you, but I want you to specifically get that book because I want you to take this in little drips and drabs. I don't want to overwhelm you, but when I
no.
tell you you're not crazy, you're not crazy. Do you hear
oh,
me?
Oh, I believe I'm not crazy. It's just that sometimes I wonder how much of it's my imagination and so how much I'm actually hearing. And
well, can
I don't know if you do. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, you can say to me, well, you're not sure yourself. But is there any way I would know you were working in the yard and working with wood today and where it would be able to show you that your grandfather's showing you? Come on. I mean, how is that humanly possible? How would I know that your mother was stout? How did I know your mother had trouble with her legs? How did I know she was diabetic? How would I know these things?
Right.
Okay. I mean, absolutely no idea. You know, these are the type of things that how would I know that the man that was coming to me had a woman with a V or a person with a V in their name? I mean, these things, they don't just happen, okay? This information's being given. How would the Archangel Haniel come to me? How would they come to me and say, I'm there with her, let her know, when you, in fact, just yesterday drew a picture of it? Okay, so even if you want a discount and say, okay, you know, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe Ida is off her rocker and she's not getting any of these messages. Obviously, people do get these messages because I've just validated that for you through the grace of God and the angels and your spirit guides. So it's just been validated to you. And believe me when I tell you, I'm nothing special. So if I can do it, Ida, you can do it too. And you are doing it and you are getting these messages. You just need to learn how to turn up the volume so you can understand what they're saying. Okay?
And I feel like I need to, sometimes I get depressed because of what I hear or see. Well, mostly hear or feel, I should say, not see. And I don't know, like I feel like I'm letting them down because I'm not doing, like I get sidetracked with it and I don't know how to manage that.
Well, I think one of the things you have to do, by the way, is you also learn, because of your empath skills, is you learn how to block yourself, which means you need to create a hedge of protection around you. Every single reader that I've ever worked with has learned how to create a kind of a cage of protection around them, a lot of protection. You need to do the same thing. So that you can make sure that you're not soaking up like a sponge all the negative energy that's out there on a daily basis. Because that will give you feelings of depression. Around about 4 o'clock every day, you feel like you've hit a brick wall. Is that correct?
That I used to get, oh my goodness, when I was a teenager, I used to get headaches at that time. Like around that time. I used to say like 3:30 was my crying hour.
No, I know exactly.
I wasn't
anybody
a baby.
Psychic understands that because when we connect to those feelings, that's what happens. So I'm going to ask you, I don't know. Do you think I'm crazy?
Okay, no.
I'm not. So how did I pull these things out? Am I just a really incredibly good guesser? Because in order to have guessed all these things for you, I would have to be like I would have broken the world record of guessing.
Yep.
So what I'm telling you is you've just got validation tonight. With all the technical difficulties, your call was able to get through. You were able to get these messages. Take them. Start building from them. Discount the fact of the naysayers, the negativity. Rise above it. Learn how to shield yourself and learn how to hear the angels. And I think that you'll learn. I believe that in hearing the angels, it also has a way to protect yourself so you don't soak up everyone's energy. So, again, I would recommend doing those two things right away as you move forward. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. I hope
And I just
help.
Selected How to Hear Your Angels. Is that the one?
How to Hear Your Angels. Yep, exactly, by Doreen.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
So enjoy that. Please call back into the show. Let us know how you're
doing
and how you're evolving. I know you're going to do well. Okay?
Thank you. So much. You're great. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. God bless you, honey. Take care.
God bless you.
What a sweet girl, huh?
She is so sweet.
Yeah, and you could tell she's really struggling with her gift, and sometimes that's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
I know she'll do well. I know she'll do really well. She just needs to fight through it. She'll
that's just, you have to accept it and move along, right?
And move along. That's exactly right. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller, so hopefully we'll be able to get them online. This is a person that's probably either calling through the Internet or through Skype. Can you hear me, caller?
I can. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What's your first name?
My name is Patty.
Patty. Well, welcome to the show, Patty. And what part of the country are you calling from, if I may ask?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. We love our New Yorkers here. Okay, fantastic. How can I help you?
Well, I was hoping you could connect with Spirit like you did with the previous caller. That was quite a connection. I was very impressed.
Well, thank you. I'd be happy to try and connect with Spirit for you. Are you looking to just get some information on your life right now, or are you looking to connect with somebody who's crossed over?
Actually, a little bit of both. I'm thinking of I'm thinking of relocating, and I'm not sure. The pieces haven't fallen into place yet, and I'm kind of waiting on that.
Well, okay. The first thing I'm going to ask you is, one of the places you're thinking of going to, does it have anything to do with Sedona, Arizona, or something in that area at all?
No.
Because I'm getting West Coast. I don't know why, but I'm getting West Coast. So I'm going to put that out there. It doesn't mean you have to go, but I do feel that at some point in time in the very near future, that's going to come up for you, because I'm getting Sedona, Arizona, like, so strong, and I don't even know why that is. But let me go to something else here. I feel like you also are kind of intuitive yourself. You've recently received a sign, and that sign kind of made you, I'll call it a gut feeling. And you're trying to decide if it was really a sign or if it's just your gut feeling. Is this correct?
I didn't receive a sign, but I have had some gut feelings about some situations that I've backed off from.
Okay. I wanna tell you that a lot of times people think when we get a sign, again, it's going to be like this, that the Wall Street Journal is going to show up at the front door, and it's going to be delivered by an angel, and it's going to say, okay, Patty, this is what you need to do. And you're like, oh, my God, I just got a sign. But that's not how the signs are delivered. Usually it is a gut feeling. I call it our internal GPS, God's positioning system. He's put it in every single one of us. So we all have that. And he talks to us. Our angels talk to us. They communicate with us. And when you get that feeling where you don't do something, and then you think, whew, you wipe your brow and you're like, I'm so glad I didn't do that because that would have been a problem, it's a really smart thing to do. Follow your gut. Always follow your gut. There are times you haven't followed your gut, too. We've all done that. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where you're like, I knew it, I shouldn't have done it, and now look what happened. I knew it when I was doing it, and yet I did it anyway, and okay. And I'm not saying it's a major mistake, but you know what I'm talking about when you don't follow it and you realize you should have?
I do.
Okay. All right. So talk to me about this. Why am I seeing education? Did you just follow education, or are you thinking of going into education?
Neither. I'm thinking of taking a new job. Well, I'm waiting to hear about a new job opportunity. We all have to learn a whole new system.
Okay, so there's going to be training on that, and that overwhelms you and scares you a little bit. But at the same time, you know you're capable of it.
Right.
Okay, so that's not going to be a problem. The one thing that I'm going to tell you that you have, and this is a gift for you, you have the ability to speak the truth. And you do. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I know, broadly and openly and without any holding back. And sometimes it gets you in trouble, am I right?
You are dead on.
Okay, all right. So here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with that. That's who you are. That's part of your basic nature. There are people who love you for it. And people, it bothers them. Do you want to know why? The truth bothers some people. They don't want to hear it. They'd rather hide in the, you know, in the river of denial than to actually hear the truth. Keep being who you're being. I'm getting from the angels, go forth, meaning move forward with that. Continue to be who you are, because this is a very good place for you to be. This is strong and this is right. The other thing that I'm getting for you right now, and this you might laugh at this a little bit. Talk to me about, I'm seeing musical instrument. How does this come into play with you?
That I couldn't tell you. I'm not musical at all.
I'm going to tell you. I know you're not. But when you were younger, there was something you wanted to play. What was it?
The drums.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you this question, okay? When you get uptight and you need to let off some pressure, let off some steam, be honest with me. If you had a set of drums sitting somewhere where you can just go boom, 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 how would you feel?
You know what? I never thought about that, but I think I'd feel great.
Yeah, I think you probably would. And I think that the message that's coming through, that's why I said you were going to laugh at this one. I think the message that's coming through for you is you need that kind of creative outlet to let off some steam. it's kind of like I always say, sometimes when we don't allow certain parts of ourselves out because we think we're too old to learn it, or, you know, it just doesn't fit who I am, or whatever, it's kind of like, it's like it almost makes us feel claustrophobic, like we can't breathe. I think you need to do that. I think you need to get yourself some drums. I'm not kidding. And, boy, will your neighbors love you. But I think you need
that's
to
exactly
get yourself.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I know. You know what? And, you know, hey, so, you know, sometimes we have to hear them in the shower when they're singing. You know, some people sing. Some people play drums. Some people love to blast the music outside so everyone else can hear it. I'm telling you, get yourself some drums, or even if you want maybe some bongo drums, you know, and just I want you to go to town on those things. Bongo drums are not as loud, and you
they're fun.
And they're fun, and you can get the beat going. I am telling you, you will work up a sweat playing these things, and you will feel like you've been reborn when you're done.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I just haven't thought of it.
Yeah, it will, I think it'll just shock you, okay? Now, let me check something here. Here's the weird thing I'm getting, all right? First thing I'm doing is going through, yeah, you're good, okay. All right, I'm checking your health, whatever you've got going on, there's nothing severe that you have to worry about at all. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm very healthy.
Yeah, that because I'm getting coolness all the way down, which is good. I started what we call the crown chakra and go all the way down. I'm getting coolness all the way down. Did you have somebody that passed because of, from maybe cancer in the midsection?
I did.
Okay. And I'm not sure if this was... you know, I was going to say one kind of cancer, but I'm getting a different kind, so I'm just going to put this out there. This person, did they die from either pancreatic or prostate cancer?
Kidney.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting it. It's around that area, and I can't, okay. And they were close to you.
Yes, it was my mother.
Yeah, I know. It's an overwhelming feeling for me right now because she is in awe that she's able to connect right now. I'm getting the number 2. Why is that important?
I'm hoping that I hear about this new job in 2 weeks.
Okay, that could certainly be it. Let me ask you a question. I think that's an easy way out for me, and I don't think that's what it is. Why is the number 2 important otherwise? Birthday, anniversary, death, tell me. How long has your mom been gone?
20 years.
Okay, that's where the number 2 is coming in. Okay. She's showing this to me. That's the validation that you needed to hear, not the 2 weeks, although I would love to tell you 2 weeks you're going to hear on the job. But I'm going to stick with her right now because she's here and she's present, okay? She's just wrapping her arms around you. She's so happy that you're connecting with her right now. And she's just, was she a hugger?
No.
Because she's hugging you so hard right now, and I don't know if you can feel it. She's hugging you so hard. And she's telling you she loves you. I love you. I love you. And she's calling you my... I think she's calling you my baby or baby. I love you. Now, remember, when they cross over, they're different than who they were on this earth. A lot of times when they were on this earth, they had to be survivors. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay. So because she's now on the other side, she doesn't have to worry about being a survivor. She can let, and I'm going to say it, her freak flag fly, okay? So she can be all loosey-goosey. You know what I mean, though, right? She doesn't have to be so tough. So she's now on the other side, and now it's like she could allow all those emotions and those feelings to flow through her. And for her, this is like nirvana, and she wants to share it with you. She wants you to know she's happy, she's great. She's not grumpy. She's not grouchy. I know that seems weird for me to say, but this is what she's telling me, so I have to tell you. She's so happy. She doesn't worry. She has no stress. She's like, and she takes her hand and she kind of goes, look. And she's showing me a house, but not just a house. She's showing me inside of a house. Now, that's different. When they show me a house on the outside, it means one thing. When they show me a house on the inside, it usually means something else. Did your mother worry about your home or survival or living? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. No, she did not worry about that. I'm worrying about a house.
Ah, okay, there it goes. Okay. And are you worrying about keeping it or getting it?
Building it.
Okay. She's showing me the house. She's showing me inside the house. And remember I said to you that it means something different when she shows me the outside versus showing the inside? When she's showing me the outside, it means that, A, you're eventually going to a house. When she's showing me the inside of the house, it usually means one of two things. It means, A, that you're going to keep a house if you're afraid to lose it, or, B, that you're going to end up living in the environment that you're hoping to live in. Since you're looking to build a house, I'm going to say it's B, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's a good sign for you. Now, about the job, can I ask you a question? Is this involving some contract work? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I know what you're talking about, but it's a full-time job.
Why am I feeling there's a contract involved? There's a contract somehow involved in this. I don't know how and I don't know why, but you'll find that out as you go forward. I do feel like they're going to contact you again and there's going to be further communication. Do I feel like you're going to get the job? I'm going to say right now I'm looking at 70-30, 70% yes, okay? I know this is going to sound weird, but there is another person that's qualified to do this job. But there's something about you that's drawing their attention to you, and I think you're very sure of yourself. Did you speak with them in person?
I did.
And did you come off as completely self-assured?
Yeah, I did. It's between two people, and I'm one of them.
Ah, okay. And the other person already has some skill in this?
I think the other person doesn't have my background, but he's younger than me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But does he know how to do the job that they want him to do?
I don't know.
Okay. Younger than you, not concerned with, not even an issue. What they like about you, I'm going to go back to what I said when I started the reading, is that you speak the truth, and that came through to them, and they like that. They know, and I'm going to say this, you're not going to like it. You're tough as balls sometimes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay. All right. See, I could say that to you, and I knew you'd get it. And if I said it to somebody else, I'd get slapped. And I
like
said
me?
It, they'd
like
call
me?
Up. Yes. But Jessica would not. Because Jessica would not.
I would
not
say, you know what?
That.
Whatever.
But you. But you get what I'm saying. They see this in you, and they like it, and that's what is giving you the 70% on this. I'm asking if there's anything you can do to put it over and above the 70%, and all I'm getting right now is just stay the line. In other words, there's nothing else that you can do. You just need to sit and wait. And it's out of your hands at this point. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. So please just, you know, continue to say your prayers, if you will. Know that your mother loves you. Know that your mother brings a whole different perspective from the other side than she's ever had in this life on this plane, okay? And she wants you to know that. And in a way, she asks for forgiveness. In a way.
Yeah, no, I mean, just to you, my mother didn't believe in any of this.
Yeah, and that's why she's saying, that's what I'm saying, in a way. It's not like, you know, I need forgiveness or something horrible. No, it was just, it's like, you know, she feels she was right to believe how she believed and what she thought and what she did. She felt she was right given the circumstances at the time.
Right.
And she felt it protected her. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I totally get it. Old-fashioned Italian.
There you go. Okay. All right. Italian. See, and I didn't pick that up. Patty, I didn't. Patty, for some reason, I just didn't pick up Italian, but there you go. We're going to actually be going off the air in like 1 minute, so I'm going to have to end the reading here. I apologize of our difficulties tonight with the audio, but I hope that this reading has helped you.
It has. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and please feel free to call back in another time. And if you ever need to talk to me privately, you can find me at drginny.com. It's actually drginny.com, drginny.com. Yeah, I don't know why I said that. That was the other thing was my email address. You're going to be fine. Like I said, 70% on that job, so I'll keep praying for you too, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care, Patty, and God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it has been an interesting evening.
It has been a crazy night.
It has been. And I'm going to say, you know, I know we had a lot of technical difficulties. I know that a lot of people couldn't hear our audio. Folks, I'm sorry. I can't control everything. This is one of those uncontrollable
things. What could you
do? I am going to rerun the interview and put on a show Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because I really want everyone to be able to hear Molly Morningstar's interview. She's phenomenal. She's
it's
a great
awesome.
Person. And everyone will really
enjoy
it.
And it's worth hearing again if you already heard it.
Even if you already heard it. You're right. It is worth hearing again.
Absolutely.
Definitely tune in next week when we're going to have on Wednesday night from Enchanted Botanicals, Dania Mitchell, or Dania Mitchell, because I'm terrible with pronouncing anything, you know. She is a certified community herbalist. She's awesome. She's all about using teas and herbs to be able to help people and to be able to make their lives and enhance their lives and make it better. So,
and people can call in with questions.
And I'm begging people to call in with questions because I am telling you it's so rare to get somebody as knowledgeable as she is, who is willing to help you. She won't charge you over the phone. Call into the show. You got a headache, you get migraines, you get depression, you have anxiety, you're having trouble sleeping, little attention deficit disorder, little memory issue. She actually fixed up a tea for us when we were at her shop.
Yep. And it was wonderful.
Delicious. And I said to Jessica when we left, it's one of those teas where after you drink it, like as we started to ride away, I was like, now I want more. I just want to go back and get more. So I've got to find out what she fixed for me because I've got to order it from her.
Yeah.
So please, folks, tune in next Wednesday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I will be talking with Dania Mitchell from Enchanted Botanicals. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. I want to apologize once again for our technical difficulties. But, hey, you know, we didn't kill anybody,
it's
so
life.
I guess we're doing good, right?
You got the Italian thing going.
The Italian jersey just came out. All right, everybody, listen, God bless you. Thank you. Take care. And this one goes out to Patty.
Of the way.
treat you kind. And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. And I wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love.